Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Wednesday, the 25th of March 2026. Today's topic is the resolution of the rich abbots. Our text today is taken from Jeremiah chapter 35, verse 1 to 11. Verse 1. The word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying. Verse 2. Go unto the house of the rich abbots, and speak unto them, and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. Verse 3. Then I took Jaazaniah the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazziniah, and his brethren, and all his sons, and the whole house of the rich abbots. Verse 4. And I brought them into the house of the Lord, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the son of Igdaliah, a man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes, which was above the chamber of Mosiah the son of Shalem, the keeper of the door. Verse 5. And I set before the sons of the house of the rich abbots pots full of wine and cups, and I said unto them, drink ye wine. Verse 6. But they said, we will drink no wine. For Jonadab the son of Rechab our father commanded us, saying, ye shall drink no wine, neither ye, nor your sons forever. Verse 7. Neither shall ye build house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any, but all your days ye shall dwell in tents, that ye may live many days in the land where ye be strangers. Verse 8. Thus have we obeyed the voice of Jonadab the son of Rechab our father in all that he hath charged us, to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters. Verse 9. Nor to build houses for us to dwell in. Neither have we vineyard, nor field, nor seed. Verse 10. But we have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed, and done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us. Verse 11. But it came to pass, when Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon came up into the land, that we said, come, and let us go to Jerusalem for fear of the army of the Chaldeans, and for fear of the army of the Syrians. So we dwell at Jerusalem. Our memory verse is taken from Jeremiah chapter 35, verse 6. But they said, we will drink no wine. For Jonadab the son of Rechab our father commanded us, saying, ye shall drink no wine, neither ye, nor your sons for ever. In the 2nd century, there lived a man called Polycarp, a bishop of Smyrna, modern-day Izmir, Turkey, whose death is one of the most famous accounts of early Christian martyrdom. According to historical sources, Polycarp was arrested for his faith, and the Roman authorities ordered him to recant his faith, but he refused. Resolution is a firm decision to do or not to do something. The rich abbots were resolute to follow the instruction given by their father. Their faithfulness and obedience were used by God to contrast the disobedience of the people of Judah, highlighting the rich abbots' faithfulness as a model. As the rich abbots were resolute in following their father's instructions, so also are we to be resolute in following the instruction of God written in the Holy Bible and the godly counsel of our parents and leaders in the church in order to succeed and please God. Also, we are to be steadfast in taking our stand for Jesus Christ and not to compromise our faith in the face of trials and persecution. Remember Polycarp. Quote for the day: we are to be steadfast. The challenge for today is: resolve to follow Jesus Christ till the end. Prayer: Lord, help me to be faithful in walking with you. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher every day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.